I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. I am disappointed in the Attorney General. That's what President Trump said today at a joint press conference with the Prime Minister of Lebanon in Washington.
I want the Attorney General to be much tougher on the leaks from intelligence agencies, which are leaking like rarely have they ever leaked before at a very important level. These are intelligence agencies. We cannot have that happen. You know many of my views in addition to that, but I think that's one of the very important things that they have to get on with. I told you before, I'm very disappointed with the Attorney General, but we will see what happens. Time will tell.
The president has made it clear that he's deeply unhappy that Sessions recused himself from the investigation into Russia's meddling in the U.S. elections and any potential links with the Trump campaign. I have The World's Matthew Bell here with me. So Trump appeared with the Prime Minister of Lebanon today at the White House. Before we get into any stuff about Sessions, why is Hariri there in Washington?
Right. This is a good question, and it's a good reminder that, you know, if even if none of this stuff, this Russia investigation, the stuff about personnel and all these wheels turning in Washington, even if none of that was happening, you would still have challenges on the horizon for American foreign policy. And this is a good example. The Prime Minister from Lebanon was here undoubtedly at the top of his agenda was to talk about U.S. funding for the Lebanese military. Washington has been funding the Lebanese army for 10, 12 years to the tune of like $1.5 billion. That's a lot of money. Today, when the two leaders came out and spoke, they talked sort of singing from the same song sheet about shared values and cooperation, especially in the fight against ISIS and extremism. Donald Trump praised the Lebanese Prime Minister and the Lebanese military. We've also got a clip here of one thing that Donald Trump went out of his way to talk about, and that is the Shiite militant group Hezbollah.
Hezbollah is a menace to the Lebanese state, the Lebanese people, and the entire region. The group continues to increase its military arsenal, which threatens to start yet another conflict with Israel.
I think what's interesting here, Marco, is that the president talked about Hezbollah, talked about supporting the Lebanese military quite clearly. But what we didn't hear is sort of a commitment. And that comes in the context of the Trump administration's priority, which they say is America first. And I think, you know, when you see an image like the Lebanese prime minister standing there with the American president, this is a reminder that America has lots of partners and depends on these partners all over the world, and that these are tricky relationships. These are big, tricky questions. The Hezbollah thing is a great example. Hezbollah is on the terrorist list and considered by Washington to be a terrorist group, but it's also part of the Lebanese government. So when Donald Trump talks about supporting Lebanon, supporting the Lebanese army on the one hand, this gets really complicated really fast. And these are tricky issues that it certainly sounds to me like the Trump administration is getting its feet, you know, is getting started in a lot of ways. And then you have the other big stories going on inside Washington.
Right. Well, on paper and with the Lebanese prime minister by Trump's side, it should have been all Mideast all the time. But the first question out of the box when they started taking questions from the press was about Attorney General Jeff Sessions and whether Trump had lost confidence in him. What did you hear?
Of course. Yeah. predictably, this was the first question because there's a lot of speculation about it. What struck me was that Donald Trump is not backing off his criticism. He's sort of mocking Jeff Sessions, which is astounding to a lot of people, me included, given that Sessions has from the very beginning been such a strong supporter of Donald Trump. What we didn't hear is really new criticisms. We didn't hear anything that I hadn't heard before. Trump is very upset that Sessions recused himself. He wants Sessions to go after leakers more forcefully. And we also didn't really get a sense of where he's headed on this. He seemed to me to be really kind of tight-lipped and didn't want to give – I mean, or maybe he's still figuring out what to do. But it's hard to say what the timeline is and what he's going to do.
Final question and a very brief answer. Can Sessions survive this?
This is the million-dollar question, right? And there's multiple investigations going on, and Donald Trump has some big decisions to make here.
The World's Matthew Bell, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Marco.